أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about the divine attributes, those divine attributes which are related to Almighty Allah's actions and Almighty Allah's relationship with the creatures. In the previous lecture or in the previous lesson, we did talk about the essential divine attributes, those attributes which were related to Almighty Allah's essence, meaning that Almighty Allah had three important essential attributes, and those were life, limitless power, and infinite knowledge. Today, inshallah, by the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we will be talking about the attributes of Almighty Allah which are related to His actions. You know, these attributes are derived when His relationship is taken into account with His creature. If we do not consider Almighty Allah's relationship with His creatures, such attributes will not be conceivable and will not be comprehensible and will not be derived even. For example, we say that Almighty Allah speaks. So His relationship with His apostles, such as Moses, should be taken into account, so that this attribute, I mean speaking, should be derived. Otherwise, we will not be able to drive and draw such attributes and respect with Almighty Allah. So, dear listeners and respectable audience, today we're talking about the divine attributes which are related to His actions. One of those important attributes that we can relate to Almighty Allah when He does something, that is will. That is will. I mean irada. You know that there is a huge differences of opinion amongst the theologians, amongst the scholars, about the nature of Almighty Allah's will. And they have posed different questions whether Almighty Allah's will is something essential, or that is something related to Almighty Allah's actions. So, amongst the scholars, as it was told, there is a huge difference of opinion about this important concept. Abstractly talking, we can reach to this conclusion that when Almighty Allah wills that something should exist, when He says, be, then it is done. Then everything or every phenomenon that He wills, of course, that will be created in a moment. Even moment is also something, because of the limitation we have in linguistic aspect, we say that in a moment. Otherwise, when Almighty Allah wills, at the very, very moment Almighty Allah wills, so the product will be produced, or the thing Almighty Allah desires that exists. But you know that there are some two meanings in respect with the will. There are two meanings, or there are two concepts in respect with the will. Sometimes a person says he wills, he means that he has taken his firm decision. He has taken his final decision to do something. He is determined to do something. Here, he has decided, so he wills. For example, he is determined to buy a laptop. In another sense, also will can be used and can be implied, and that is that when something wills, he likes. For example, he wills buying a car. It means he likes buying a car. Here, it does not mean that he is determined to buy a car. Rather, he means he likes buying a car. In this sense, there is a verse of the Holy Quran that says, تُرِيدُونَ عَرَضَ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. It means that Almighty Allah wills, Almighty Allah likes for you the life hereafter, while you like this world, I mean this terrestrial world, this earthly world. But Almighty Allah wills, it means Almighty Allah prefers, Almighty Allah likes life hereafter for you. So we came to this conclusion that will has two different meanings and two different senses. In the first sense, that means determination or taking firm decision, irada. If a person means irada, that he has taken firm decision, indeed, this is something essential. But when we talk about will in the sense of like or preference, of course, this preference should be related to something else, should be related to something outside Almighty Allah's essence. So then it will become the divine attribute, sifat fi'li. This totalness makes the difference that whether we mean this sense or that sense. And it makes us reach the conclusion that whatever we mean from the will, it determines whether it is from the sifat dhati or sifat fi'li. So, respectable audience, the second divine attribute which are related to Almighty Allah's action, that is wisdom. Firstly, we have to define what wisdom is. Wisdom means that when a person is wise, he is fully attentive of all the aspects and all the aftermath of his actions. When a person is wise, he is taking fully sound and safe measures for his actions. He does not go and he does not pursue those risky actions or those dangerous and detrimental actions. So a wise man or woman is always in pursuit of soundness, that none of his actions or none of his writings or none of his whatever you can imagine, none of them should be prone to error. None of them should be exposed to the harsh criticism of the critics. We have to pay attention that when we talk about Almighty Allah, that He is all wise. Inna Allaha Azizun Hakim. Verily, Almighty Allah is irresistible and wise, and absolutely wise. What do we mean from this wise in this verse of the Holy Quran? Or what wisdom means in respect with Almighty Allah? Again, some two concepts can be taken into account, can be considered in respect with the wisdom of Almighty Allah. Sometimes wisdom means the soundness of an action. When a person is said that he does his work wisely, it means that he does it fully, and he does it impeccably, he does it flawlessly, he does it without any flaw or fault. But sometimes we mean from wise that a person does never ever do mischievous actions. A person does not do or does not commit erroneous or immoral actions. This person can also be called wise. Why? Because he has fully considered and he has fully studied the aftermath of his bad actions. And due to this, he refrains doing bad actions. So eventually, he will be called a wise man or a wise individual. This attribute can be related or can be ascribed to Almighty Allah, exempting all flaws and faults from this attribute. If Almighty Allah is all wise, he never ever commits errors, for he does not need to commit those erroneous actions. If sometime an individual, a man or a woman, commits errors or commits faulty actions and or commits guilt, so sometimes either it is due to being under the shade of his or her wishes, whims, desires, carnal wishes and desires, these and that. But Almighty Allah is pure and Almighty Allah is immune from all these faults that we imagine for the human beings. So wisdom and respect with Almighty Allah means that firstly, he does his actions. He creates the universe, the heavens and the earth with soundness. There is no flaw, there is no fault that you can find. If there are some evils, of course, it has its own philosophical and rational justification, and later on we will touch them. But in respect with Almighty Allah, again, this can be talked that when we say Almighty Allah is wise, we sometimes might mean that he does not do these evil actions, for he is pure and for he is not in need of doing these actions. Dear listeners, coming to this conclusion that if wisdom was related to actions, so for sure it becomes from those sifat fi'li. If it is related to Almighty Allah's essence without taking into account his relation with the rest of the creature, it becomes from those attributes which are related to Almighty Allah's essence. Another important attribute which is related to Almighty Allah's action, that is his speech, or that Almighty Allah speaks with some of his apostles. You know that Almighty Allah has sent his revelation through many channels or through various ways and methods. And one of them was direct talk with his apostles and messengers. Almighty Allah did talk with some of his messengers, with some of his prophets, particularly with Musa alayhi salam and with our holy prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household. We have this verse of the Holy Quran that says, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And thus, to Moses, Allah spoke directly. Like many other attributes, this attribute of Almighty Allah again gave rise to many clashes, to many theological skirmishes, to many theological debates amongst the Muslim scholars. Meaning this, that some of the theologians were of the view that speaking is from those essential attributes of Almighty Allah. You know, when an attribute becomes from the essential attributes, from Sifat Dhati, then it is not subject to time. It becomes eternal. It becomes perennial. It becomes without any beginning. The moment or the time Almighty Allah is there speaking with him should also exist. While the rest of the theologians believe that no, we do not need to assume that speaking is an essential attribute of Almighty Allah or the attribute of Almighty Allah that is related to his essence. No. Almighty Allah's divine attributes, Almighty Allah's attributes, Almighty Allah's essential attributes are the same three as life, power, and knowledge. Any speaking or willing, or for example, giving sustenance, all these attributes are meaningful on condition that we have to take Almighty Allah's relationship into consideration with His creature. If we do not take into account His relationship with the creatures, then there is no meaning that Almighty Allah spoke with another one. While about power, about knowledge, about life, even if you do not ponder, if you do not assume any creature, again, Almighty Allah should be provided with all these qualities, with all these attributes. But in respect with the speak or with the speech, then it is not sufficient that you have to only think of Almighty Allah and say that He speaks. So the question arises, whom with He speaks? What for He speaks? Or when He spoke? So all these questions, which are restricted with the time, they will be posed. In another word, respectable audience, I should once again make it clear that when we say that Almighty Allah speaks, we have to consider some other elements. Not only Almighty Allah, but also there should be an addressee. To whom Almighty Allah spoke? Whom with Almighty Allah spoke? Whom with Almighty Allah spoke? When Almighty Allah spoke with that man or prophet or angel, this and that. It means one part is not enough. Only Almighty Allah is not enough. Rather, the next part should also be taken into account. This is another important attribute that Almighty Allah speaks with some of His prophets. Again, the nature or the quality of Almighty Allah's speech, that how He spoke, or through what channel He spoke with His prophets, there are very, very detailed opinions in this regard. And in this episode, of course, we cannot touch all of them. Respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the fourth important attribute of Almighty Allah, which are related to His actions, that is truthfulness. In various verses of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah has defined Himself as the most truthful one and has interrogatively asked, وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who is more truthful one than Almighty Allah? Sometimes this question might arise in one's mind that, is there need that Almighty Allah should attribute Himself with truthfulness or not? Or what was the problem if Almighty Allah, due to some expediences, tell lie? Or isn't Almighty Allah able to tell lie? These are the questions. We are touching them right now. Firstly, Almighty Allah's purpose for sending the prophets, sending thousands of the prophets and apostles for the human beings was only one thing, and that was to train, to educate, and to make a good submissive servant of Almighty Allah. The lengthy caravan of the prophets came in many holy texts were sent down for the human beings to make them aware of their nature and to make them that they have to go towards Almighty Allah and they have to get proximity to Almighty Allah. This is the purpose. So Almighty Allah makes use of various means so that the human beings should reach their destination, and that is Almighty Allah's proximity. So what are those means? The means are the truthful prophets. They never tell lie, so that the human beings should not lose their trust, so that the human beings should be confident that these prophets would lead us to happy life or to happiness. Suppose that if Almighty Allah tells lie, even for the sake of expediency, for sure, all the human would lose their confidence and will lose their trust over Almighty Allah. Because they would say that, if Almighty Allah has said this, God forbid, if Almighty Allah says this lie here, so what is the guarantee that he has not told lie in another place? So such kind of calculation will be made by the human beings, and afterward, they will not trust Almighty Allah's orders if Almighty Allah once and for all has told lie. And because of this, Almighty Allah, in various verses of the Holy Quran, says, وَمَنْ نَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Can you find anyone that should be more truthful than Almighty Allah? For sure not. This is some interrogative questions that makes the human being that you should not blame Almighty Allah. You should not accuse Almighty Allah for telling lie or this and that. No, you cannot find anyone that should be more truthful than Almighty Allah. So, respectable audience, this sidq or this truthfulness is another quality and another attribute that can be ascribed to Almighty Allah's actions. Whenever Almighty Allah sends His messengers, when Almighty Allah speaks with His prophets, when Almighty Allah speaks with some of the messengers, He speaks truthfully. He speaks truth, or He tells the truth. He never tells lie, even for the sake of expediences. Why? Because of giving this probability that the human beings would lose their trust over Almighty Allah. Why we trust in Almighty Allah? Why we trust in God? For this, that He is the most impeccable and the most efficient cause, and the first cause and the prime cause, and He is our Creator. So due to this, we trust in God. We put our reliance on Almighty Allah. If you, for example, do not rely a person, for sure you will not trust him, because you have lost your confidence. So due to this, Almighty Allah has always said that you will not be able to find anyone more truthful than me, than Almighty Allah. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, today we talked about sifat fi'li of Almighty Allah, those attributes which are related to Almighty Allah's actions. Whenever Almighty Allah decides to do something, tries to communicate with His creature, such attributes are derived. One of them was will. It means when Almighty Allah wills something for the human beings, so it is one of the attributes related to His action. The second was the wisdom. The third was speak. Almighty Allah talked to many of His prophets. Particularly, as I said, Almighty Allah talked to Moses and with our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household. And the fourth attribute that today we touched it, that was Almighty Allah's truthfulness. Almighty Allah, in various verses of the Holy Quran, attributed him with this quality that you cannot find anyone that should be more truthful than me. May God bless us all, get all these good qualities, and we should apply them in our own practical life so that we have to be given the eternal felicity and happy life. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.